AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 5 years after it was devastated by Hurricane Maria, President Biden is in Puerto Rico, 2 weeks after getting hit hard by Hurricane Fiona.
Quite frankly, it's pretty extraordinary when you look at it from afar. And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
And President Biden said things will be different in this administration.
After Maria, Congress approved billions of dollars for Puerto Rico, much of it not having gotten here initially. We're going to make sure you get every single dollar promised. And I'm determined to help Puerto Rico build faster than in the past and stronger and better prepared for the future.
The president announced the administration will provide $60 million to help Puerto Rico be better prepared for future storms. The president will be in Florida Wednesday to see damage from Hurricane Ian. Commissioner Mark Glass with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says they've been very busy.
Current missions include search and rescue, recovery, power and infrastructure restoration and security.
It's not just Florida. Norfolk and Virginia Beach in Virginia declared states of emergency as they watched to see how bad high tides could be. Coastal flooding is possible from North Carolina's Outer Banks to Long Island. Wall Street is roaring into October. Stocks are higher at the close after big losses in September. More turbulence for markets could be ahead when the latest update on jobs hits on Friday. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive, advancing in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Prosecutors are saying at the opening of the most serious case to reach trial in the Capitol riot, the founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group, Stuart Rhodes, and four associates plan for an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of presidential power. An attorney for Rhodes argued prosecutors built their case on cherry-picked evidence, like messages and videos, and Oath Keepers were not involved with violence during the riot. This is AP News. Today, Apple Music hits a big milestone. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the number.
You have 100 million songs to choose from on Apple Music. To put that milestone in perspective, in 2003, Apple's iTunes offered 200,000 songs. Apple says 20,000 musicians release tracks on its service every day from places like Japan, Ghana, Colombia, and South Korea in 350 languages and dialects. 40% of the songs are in English. Apple says its top 1,000 songs make up just 10% of the plays, indicating that listeners are exploring older music. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Bono's next tour will be without U2 and without a new album to support. He will instead be promoting his memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, which comes out November 1st. The 62-year-old superstar will visit 14 cities in November, starting at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan, November 2nd. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.